wrapping up the previous games and looking forward to the ones to come. This is Preps Rewind, presented by Gould Parts in downtown Eaton, on Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Here's Clark Johnson.
Good Saturday morning, everybody. Welcome to the Preps Rewind right here on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFK. Good Saturday morning. Softball kicking off here, folks. I love it. We caught up with Chris Hutton this week. We're going to play that back today to the leader, the coach over at University High School, always in the mix. She's such a champion. Everywhere she goes, there seem to be championships. Her and her daughter, Bridget, they'll take on University again and try to get them to the championship. Of course, you got Dale Hughes and the Eaton Reds to go through, and what about Strasburg and everybody else? So going to be a great season out here. Then you go over north into the Fort Collins area. You got Dave Phillip and the Fossil Ridge Sabercats trying to repeat as champions. What have they been to the Final Four, Fossil Ridge? 8 of the last 9 years now, I think it is. I mean, it's unbelievable. 7 of 8 or 8 of 9. And have been to a ton of championships and finally got one over the they jumped the fence last year and got the victory. And they can come right back. Nicky McGaffin and company, come on. And then you go over to Eaton, who won last year, of course. And Sadie Ross was the 3A player of the year as a freshman. She may not be touchable this year in the circle. So we'll find out what this looks like going forward. Great softball in the area. Roosevelt already a win this morning for Vince Moreno's team. They play 3 times today, Roosevelt does. So that's a team that went 15-3 last year. So we'll get you some quick softball updates, and then we'll get to the interviews. Got Eddie Herz, Chris Hutton, and Todd Matkin. Man, I love Todd Matkin. First interview I ever had at KFK. I was down in Highland. He was the football coach. He was also the basketball coach, I think girls basketball coach at Highland. This was 2005. And talked with Todd. It was so much fun. And then he ended up going to Rocky Mountain. In fact, was the history teacher for all 3 of my kids. And he coached girls basketball at Rocky. And now he's with Triple Threat Club basketball. And they're just all about putting kids to the next level. So Todd Matkin on the program as well. All right, let's kick this off. And first of all, praise and thank Gould Parts in downtown Eaton. Alan Gould, Marie, Vic, the whole staff out there. They are awesome. And they'll help you with anything you need. Big car parts, truck parts, machine parts, whatever you need. Don't go through the rigmarole with anybody else. It's Gould Parts. Just call them. They get it done for you. 454-3355. Stick that number up on the fridge. 454-3355. Gould Parts, your source for quality Napa parts. I also want to thank the Tatanka Grill, our Coach's Corner sponsor. On the road, the Tatanka Grill inside the Kramer's Wedge in Kersey, of course. Full restaurant-style kitchen. There's nothing like it in any other convenience store, gas station along this side of the world. So go check it out. They've got you covered at the U Fillet in Eaton and the U Fillet in Greeley as well. It is the Tatanka Grill, all coming to you from Kramer's Wedge Store. All right, let's get to it. Thursday softball kicked off. And how about this? Steve Fosdick and the Northridge Grizzlies, they roll Greeley West 12-0 in the opener. But Sydney Fosdick, how about her? The junior, she's just a junior. She was unhittable, reading Bobby Fernandez's article from the Trib. 4 innings pitched, a 4-inning no-hitter. 6 Ks to start the year, so no and no walks. So Sydney Fosdick, terrific. The Grizz, 5-run first inning and a 6-run second. You're up 11-0 after 2? Forget it. And they shut out Greeley West 12-0. Yesterday, Berthoud rolls Loveland in softball 13-7. Berthoud's going to be good. 7-run third inning for Bertha to get the win. Haley Elmquist, a couple of runs battered in. Emma Case also a couple of RBIs. Laney Case had 2 doubles in the ballgame. So the Case sisters knocking it out of the park for Bertha. It's 13-7 over Loveland in that one. Today, already, Vince Moreno's Roosevelt Rough Riders. 15-3 for the softball girls last year. 15-3. They got stopped a little short in the playoffs, I know, in the regionals, but they should be terrific again this year. Malaya Coleman's a terrific player. Saw her play last year a couple of times. She's in her senior year. 6 innings, 4 hits, no walks, 10 Ks. How about that? Don't walk people. You stay out of trouble. 10 whiffs. So Coleman was terrific. Moreno's team, 6-run fourth inning, kind of put that away. They beat Boulder 8-0 early this morning. They play 3 times in this tournament today. What other sports can you play three games in a day? I mean, that's hard to do. Volleyball. Well, I would say those are matches then. I don't think three in a day. But anyway, that's a lot. They play Vista Ridge at 11:30, the Riders do, and then they'll come back at 4:45 this afternoon and take on Fairview. So that's a look at your softball. If you got a chance, to look on the Chassa side, which is really weird now. Chassa's blown out a lot of the archives. Hard for me to do some research anymore. Maybe that we'll find it a way back, or I just haven't found my way around the new site yet. But preseason softball rankings came out. Fossil Ridge, as expected. I think they'll repeat. You got to go through them for sure, as we talked about. Fossil Ridge, number one. Smoky Hill, two. Cherokee Trail, three. Any other local teams? Broomfield's, five. Everybody else locally kind of. Well, Legacy, of course. Boy, what a program Legacy's had over the years for softball. They're number 10. Class 4A, the Meade Mavericks are sitting in at number 2 in the preseason poll. Silver Creek, 5. Erie, 6. The Windsor Wizards, number 10. See if they can move up. Frederick Roosevelt. Roosevelt's sitting, 13? And they'll move up, I think. I think Vince's team's going to be really good. 3A, of course, this is all Patriot League. Eaton's number 1, University's number 2. Brush is 3, Strasburg's 4, Sterling's 10. So, holy cow. Rocky Ford is 7 in there. That's a team that's won a title in recent years. They'll be in the Eaton tournament next weekend. So, we may have some coverage of that tournament. We don't know. We're going to figure it out, see if we can squeeze it in before football season. But anyway, that's the way it's looking here. University number 2 in that 3A ranking. We're going to have Chris Hutton on the program today. We'll come back with that. In fact, coming back in a moment on the program, Eddie Herz is going to jump in from the Loveland Reporter Herald. We'll get with Eddie when we come back right here. It is Preps Rewind from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios, Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Preps Rewind on a Saturday here. Let's almost Daffy Duck to that one. Let's get that out here. That's George Thorogood. I saw him in L.A. back in 1977. I was, I was 16 then. Yeah, George Thorogood and the Destroyers. Good stuff right there. All right, caught up with Eddie Herz this week. Great reporter from the Loveland Herald. Eddie's going to be chipping in on Clark and the Coach each week. Clark and the Coach from 11 to noon every single weekday here on KFK, myself and Bruce Dick. Been fun couple of weeks so far to get things rocking and rolling, so tune in with us. And should be good. 11 to noon, Clark and the Coach each day. Eddie's going to jump in and kind of cover the Loveland schools, plus Berthoud and Resurrection Christian. We've got Kevin Lytle from the Colorado, and is going to talk Fort Collins stuff. And then, of course, Bobby Fernandez will talk Weld County sports. So all three of those great writers. Eddie Herz, those talking about our guys over in the Loveland area. Caught up with Eddie. Here's that interview. Eddie, how are you this morning?
How you doing, guys? Good to talk to you.
Yeah, you too, man. Did I get the Twitter feed right? Is it Eddie _HERZ, right?
You nailed it, and the pronunciation.
That a baby. I knew it. I knew we were going to get there. Hey, really love everything that you do, and man, your CSU stuff is off the hook. Good stuff too. I'm always looking at you guys. Kevin Lytle's the same way, and I look and I go, how can they keep their eye on the Preps Prize when they do so much CSU stuff? But you, just like Kevin, man, you really battle.
Yeah, there's a lot going on, but that's how we like it, especially after that whole slow time with COVID. So it's good to be busy again.
Yeah. Talk about the article you wrote not too long ago that talked about Loveland area. I don't know if it was all just Loveland high school kids that jumped to the next level, but that's been a factory for getting kids to play at the next level.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially the last couple of years, a lot of kids who have made it to the college level, a lot in D1 who have done well. I mean, you got Aiden Eberhardt from Loveland on Wyoming football. A lot of swimmers. Currently a golfer from Loveland, Lauren Lehigh, tied for first in the Mountain West Women's Championships. Her sister actually just won high school state 5A. Wow. Covered her a lot this year. So, yeah, a lot of good athletes at the prep level, a couple minor league baseball players. So it's good to see this area really produce talent.
Boy, no doubt. We got to talk with Lauren Krings, too, last year. Great softball player. I think is she the one that went to Tarleton? I can't remember.
No, Lauren Krings is playing softball at Mizzou, and she had a great freshman year. I think she was – like top five or top 10 in the nation in strikeouts out of all freshmen. So
wow, that's big time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that
absolutely
is.
Terrific. Yeah, good stuff right there. Let's talk a little bit of football. I know you cover the three Loveland schools. You cover Berthoud. You cover Resurrection Christian. We got some new coaches on the block here. Jeff Mock, after a state championship, goes away. His brother Bob goes to Res. And Alan Jeffries, who's been, I mean, he's an icon at Loveland High School. He's go back to the John Poovey days. He was the DC there. So Alan jumps up, and we get them tomorrow as our 13 Days, 13 Teams team to highlight. But talk about what you think's going on with new coaches and just the teams you're covering high school wise. It's going to be a fun year.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot going on. I mean, I'll start with Alan Jeffries out of all the new coaches because you mentioned him. Super cool to see him get that promotion. Like you said, six seasons, the defensive coordinator, but also, I mean, 18 total seasons at Loveland. So this is a guy who really worked his way up, obviously knows how to build a great defense. He's going to kind of keep that 3-5 defense intact, but I'm interested because he was telling me recently he wants to throw the ball more offensively, which Ooh. Loveland obviously didn't do a lot of last year. But Harstad under center has shown his ability to do that. And it makes sense because they lose three of their five leading rushers, obviously Rakowski. So it's going to be interesting to see maybe a little new look Loveland offense this year.
Yeah, you talk about, you just said Harstad, Garrett Harstad. He's a prototypical, big, good-looking quarterback. I think that kid's going to be terrific.
Absolutely. And, you know, when Loveland wants to keep it on the ground, which they'll still do a lot of, he's shown his ability to scramble, cut corners on the outside. So I think he'll lead a good offense. Tyson Williams, their third leading rusher, who they get back,
yep.
is going to need to play a bigger role with Rakowski and Killian gone, Jaden Tavoya gone from that defense. Ian Loomis should lead a solid linebacker core again. So I think Loveland's in store for another pretty dominant season.
Eddie, Garrett Harstad, he has to be one of the better, and I don't know how many people, you know, in the region know about him, but talk about an all-round athlete. And
he can
kid,
hoop, too, right?
You know, he can hoop it. I hear he's really dominant on the mound. Tell us a little bit.
Yeah.
Tell us a little more about Garrett.
Yeah, no, Garrett had a great baseball season, actually our all-area baseball player of the year. Solid on the mound and pretty ridiculous the plate, too. He hit something like 430 or 440 last year. Was just seeing beach balls up there. Pitched pretty solid. I think his ERA was under three. Kid's just an all-around athlete. Also made our all-around, all-area basketball team, like you mentioned. Good score down low. Yeah, this kid can just really do it all in all sports and kind of knows how to translate those talents from the court to the football field and to the mound.
Go ahead, Bruce.
Well, last year I was able to watch Coach Gebhardt's basketball squad work out every now and then. And Garrett just, he was very impressive, you know, on the basketball court. And you could just see his athleticism. So this is a young man that I know we're going to be hearing a lot about. And it's fun hearing you, you know, talk about just not him, but all the kids and all the different sports. Mm-hmm. We love hearing about the golfers, the swimmers, the runners in cross country. So thanks again for all the great coverage that you do for them.
Absolutely, man. It's a pleasure. As you know, we cover every sport, so got to give them all some attention, you know?
Eddie, hey, Eddie, move over to Mountain View. This is fun. Bart Mays, 15 years. Mm-hmm. He has that horrible accident, but that aside, man, that's a great guy. It's just a terrific guy, too. And Steve Fry, who has, we talk about Loveland history, he just entered the Loveland High School Hall of Fame. He's got UNC experience. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's been on the staff with Bart the last couple of years. I think Steve Fry coming to Mountain View, just one, it gets that program hopping again, and I just think it's going to be a big thing for the school.
Absolutely, and like you said, Bart was a great guy, really built a reputation in the community. So Steve Fry is kind of a perfect replacement because, as you were kind of mentioning, he's done the same thing too, also was a college football coach. I believe he coached at Berthoud for four years as well. So, yeah, he's been all around. I think he's going to do great things with this team for sure.
Yeah, no question about it. I think he was under Troy Diffendaffer at Berthoud before Corey Tickner came in. So, yeah, terrific stuff right there. Other thoughts, other things you're kind of looking at right now for fall sports, what's getting you excited out there?
Yeah, so right now we're actually working on our softball season previews, and I would say a team to keep an eye on is definitely Berthoud. A lot of the Loveland area teams, surprisingly enough, have low numbers this year, but not berthed. I think they've got like 28 kids out there. I was at practice yesterday. Ton of new freshmen. They lose a key hitter in Ellie Yuska, but pretty much get everyone else back. They have a girl, Gracie Flores, shortstop, hit 600 last year among the state leaders, run 18 runs. They got a good pitcher. This is a team that could really make a state run, at least go far in regionals.
That's great. That's great. And good for Berthoud, you know, to have that softball team that's going to bring some excitement to their school. Eddie, how are the have you heard from any of the athletic directors how the numbers are? I was over, you know, at Fort Collins High School the other day. They have 105 football players.
Wow.
You know, so it's so encouraging to see. I think kids, maybe they've just been hungry after this COVID period to be involved in something. But any news on numbers out of the Loveland area?
The numbers are high, but the interesting thing about it is because of that whole weird COVID season, as you know, a lot of players went out and tried new sports because they kind of had the time to do so where they wouldn't before. So interesting enough, I think kids are kind of picking different sports now. I know a lot of the softball players are going to volleyball. That's why some softball players' numbers are
yes,
low.
Yes, we've heard that.
Yeah, no doubt. That's that was interesting last year where they could play both sports because of the way it fell. So, no doubt right there. Let's talk real quick about Loveland High School. It's interesting. You win a state championship, and there goes the coach. Jeff Mock leaves. His brother Bob goes over to Resurrection Christian. And as we said, Alan Jeffries is the coach there. Talking about the Res side of that, I know Bob's kids, I think, go to Res. So I think that's a perfect setup for them. But where's Jeff Mock in the middle of this? I seem like he's gone MIA. Is he still coaching or thinking of coaching somewhere? What do you know about that situation?
Yeah, I haven't talked to him for a couple weeks now, but I mean, probably a couple months actually. But last I heard from him, I mean, he's keeping the door open. I wouldn't say he's out there looking for a coaching job, putting his application in. I think he's open to it. And from what I've heard from him, it kind of sounds like he wants to take a year off, reevaluate, then I wouldn't be surprised if he got back into it. But for now, nothing.
All right, Eddie, we want to do this on a weekly basis coming up. So if that's good for you, we'll get a default day, and you can keep us up to date on all of the area high school stuff for on your side of the freeway there. Also, love your CSU stuff. CSU Media Day yesterday. Is that something you attend?
Yes, I did attend it earlier in the week. Yep.
Fantastic and exciting stuff with CSU coming up. I hear their defensive line is going to be crazy good this year. Ellison Hubbard, I think Scott Patchett's the kid from Boston College coming over. So crazy good stuff for CSU, I think, this year.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they were among the nation leaders in sacks last year as a whole, tackles for loss. It's kind of weird because under Bobo, I mean, obviously offense kind of carried the team.
Sure.
Could be different this year. A lot of questions at quarterback, maybe running back. Although a solid offensive line, but yeah, no question that defensive line is going to lead this CSU team.
Yeah, keep listening. The whole show, 12-2, great connection. The biggest and best connection on any radio station to CSU athletics. It's right here on KFKA. And Eddie, you, Kevin Lytle with the Colorado, and you guys do such a great job of keeping us abreast of everything going on at CSU and in the preps. Love what you do, man. Can't wait to talk to you each week.
Absolutely. I appreciate the time.
There's Eddie Herz from the Reporter Herald. Terrific reporter. And like Kevin Lytle, man, how do you do it all? How do you do CSU and all the prep stuff, too? So just a terrific guy. We'll have him on weekly on Clark and the Coach coming up. So more coming up. Chris Hutton is next, a university softball coach. They get ready to kick off the season next weekend coming up, the Eaton Tournament. So we'll see what happens there. The number two preseasoned poll team in the 3A ranks, the University Bulldogs. Back in a moment with the softball coach, Chris Hutton, on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. All right, welcome back to the Preps Rewind Show here on a Saturday in Northern Colorado. Thank you to Gould Parts, 454-3355. Any part you need, Gould Parts in downtown Eaton. Alan Gould and his great staff, they've been with us about 9 years now. And you get into the store, thank them. We can't do this without our sponsors, folks, and we want to thank them, certainly. And the Tatanka Grill, great made-from-scratch food at the standalone, could easily be a standalone restaurant. And everybody on the road, they know where to go. Sometimes you just need to get in and get something quick while you fill up or something and grab some snacks. Maybe fill the car with oil or whatever you're going to do in that store. Go to the Tatanka Grill inside the Kramer's Wedge and at the U Fillets in Eaton and Greeley. And there's a restaurant style kitchen in there that will absolutely get your meal taken care of in fine order. It is the Tatanka Grill. All right. Caught up with Chris Hutton on Clark and the Coach earlier this week. Chris is the head coach at University Softball, and what a talk about a champion. I mean, she was big with CSU. She was big, and her daughter was winning a state title out at Valley. Here is the interview with Chris Hutton. Chris, how are you this morning?
Good, Chuck. How are you doing?
Fantastic. I got to thank Chassa, first of all, for going back and wiping out the archives of all of the past championships. I'm trying to find my information. Let's play a little history here with you. First of all, Bridget coming back and assistant coach with you this year?
Yes, she's going to be one of our volunteer assistant coaches.
Super duper. Go back to the Valley days. That's Bridget, I think Trinity Harrington in the middle of that. Were you coaching there?
Yeah, I was Kevin Miles.
Kevin Miles, yeah. And was that a state champion run?
Yeah, we won state in 2010 and then back-to-back in 2011.
Fantastic stuff. We're trying to get with Trinity, as a matter of fact. I guess I hear she's not going to take up her job at Severance, but she's a huge mover and shaker at Triple Crown. So that's really cool stuff right there. Talk about your CSU connection, too. You guys were huge at CSU, the whole Hutton family.
Yeah, well, I played there in between 1986 and 90. I played softball there for Coach Joe Evans, and then I had obviously the three girls, and Taylor, my oldest, played, and then Haley played, and then Bridget played. So all three had a chance to play for Coach Jen Fisher during their collegiate career.
All right, talk about the conference that you're in. Patriot League is ridiculous. The preseason polls came out, and of course, the top four teams are all Patriot League teams. This is another thing I couldn't find, but Eaton wins it last year. The year before that, it was the 2019 year, it was you guys. I'm thinking Patriot League has a stranglehold on winning the state championships at the softball level, right?
Yeah, I mean, you've got Strasburg, Sterling.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Eaton, us. I mean, it's a very talented league for sure.
Well, yeah. There's no doubt. I always say it's like the SEC. Does that league beat you up, or does it get you ready for the postseason?
Oh, it definitely gets you ready. Yeah, it definitely prepares you, and it really does help you prepare for the postseason for sure.
Coach, with your pitching staff, I know I coached softball back in the early 2000s, and gosh, we would ride Jessica Strickland, our pitcher, for as long as we could. Yeah, I mean, if she was on the mound rubber, we were really good, you know, but then there was a little bit of a drop off. So how many pitchers do you have? How do you handle making changes, you know, with who's ever pitching those days?
Yeah, well, you mentioned Jessica Strickland. She's probably one of the best hitting pitchers I've ever seen.
Wow.
I had tons of respect for her. I played semi-pro with her, so she was good.
Well, if she didn't pitch a shutout and hit a home run, we probably would lose. So, you know, she had to do it all.
She was good. Yeah, and she went on to play at CSU as well, so another CSU alumnus. She's great. For pitching, we have Kayla Kingsley returning. She's a senior this year. She is the one who pretty much led the team to their state championship in 2019.
Yep.
So we have her returning. This is her senior year, so hoping to get some good stuff out of her. And then we have some incoming talent coming in as well on the freshman level. So hoping that Kayla gets some relief on the mound, but also challenge her with some internal competition with some some freshman talent. So, yeah.
Coach, one of the best players in the state last year set up shop behind the dish for you, Andy Padilla. She was fantastic. What do you do in that spot this year? Because every game I saw you guys playing, she was back controlling that pitching staff.
Yeah, you're right. Andy's a huge loss to our program. She was very big-time contributing factor for us. But again, we've got another we have two more catchers that are coming in, and one that's coming in and one that's already there, that we've been trying out this week, and they both look really talented. Where they lack in maybe experience and leadership, they're going to pick it back up with some good arm strength and good movement. They're good catchers, so we're excited about them.
How much do you keep your eyes on your team after they jump out? Maybe they're going to play a Triple Crown club ball or somewhere after the fall season is over. How much do you keep an eye on what they're doing until you see them on the UH field coming up? And look at who, you've got Caden Wyatt, who was terrific as a sophomore last year. Ashlyn Knapp comes back for her senior year. You talked about Kayla already for her senior year. Kendrick Kern will be back for a junior year. Caitlin Baca. I mean, the list goes on and on, but when you see them, is there a gap at times during the year where you don't see them and then you get to see and you go, wow, that player's improved or that player's done some great work in our offseason?
Yeah, I keep in touch with them. I don't go out and watch too much ball just because this is my first year off of club and I was doing other stuff. But I do keep in touch with them throughout the summer, and actually some of them do come to me for hitting. So I do see them throughout the whole year. But mostly, just keeping tabs. I hear about them on Facebook, and I see them doing things on, their social media, and we just keep in touch there. And I know they're playing, and I know they're developing. And as long as they're getting in 50 games a summer, I'm okay.
Coach, do you think it's an advantage that Colorado plays their softball season in the fall, or like most states that play in the spring? Advantage, disadvantage? Where do you stand on that?
Well, obviously the weather in Colorado is much more favorable in the fall. So, I personally, for me, we have a conflict with another sport that's huge in our state, and that's volleyball.
Sure,
and
sure,
we have a lot of athletes that could play volleyball, and actually during COVID they did because they were able to play volleyball in the spring.
Right, right.
So we actually lost two athletes, two former softball players to volleyball because of that, and not that that's a bad thing, but. If it was me or my girls, if we could do softball in the fall with the good weather and then volleyball in the spring, it'd be the perfect world.
There you go. Good answer.
Yep.
We're talking with Chris Hutton, the head softball coach out at University High School. Things kick off, 6 days from the next Thursday, right? So I guess
yep, next Thursday.
A week from today. Eaton Tournament, you guys get Riverdale Ridge to begin. Other teams mm-hmm. we might see in that tournament.
Let's see. I think we will see Fort Lupton. We see Rocky Ford, Weld Central. Mm. I think Basalt is coming in. So it's a pretty decent, tournament that Eaton's putting on, and they're, of course, Eaton's keeping us away from them. So
of course,
we
yeah.
won't see them.
We'll wait for that matchup September 7th.
You'll
folks.
See them down the road.
Yeah. Yep,
that's exactly right. Chris, thank you so much for jumping on with us today. We'll be following you a bunch. Okay with you if we check in after the season gets underway?
You bet. Not a problem.
All right, there is Chris Hutton, head softball coach out at University High School, number 2 in those preseason polls. Let's come back on Preps Rewind, brought to you by Gould Parts, of course, 454-3355. Any part you need, it's Gould Parts. Right off Highway 85 and Collins Street, downtown Eaton. Don't look for a Gould sign. Look for the Napa sign right on the front of the store, and they'll get all you need. Come back in a moment here on the Rewind, Auto Collision Specialist Studios, today on a Saturday in Northern Colorado, on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Back on the Prep Rewind here, Michael Kirkpatrick and I laughing. We're laughing at soccer, let's just be honest. Most dramatic sport in the world. They should give Oscars to 93% of the soccer players out there. All right,
not women's soccer players, though.
No, they're, as you said, they're vicious. Yeah,
you know, they should teach the men how to not just, like, fall down. Oh, I'm hurt.
Women are generally tougher than men. Just going to say that. 10:45 here on the Preps Rewind. Coming to you here from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. All right. Having a ton of fun on Clark and the Coach weekdays here on KFK, myself and Bruce Dick. The coach was 682 basketball wins, fourth all-time in the state of Colorado. He's going to get at least another one this year as the new head coach at Fort Collins High School. So Bruce and I will be back on Monday at 11 o'clock for you guys, just ahead of the 12 o'clock whole show and right after NOCO Now. So fun stuff. Plus 13-13 continues our training camp coverage on Monday. Greeley West Day, we'll have Jason Renoff on Clark and a coach at 11 a.m. So listen to that. Then a big show, 5 to 6 that night. All right. We caught up with Todd Matkin, one of my favorite guys. First interview I ever had at KFKA out at Highland High School. Then he went on to Rocky Mountain. Now with Triple Threat Club Sports, putting kids to the next level. Pretty cool stuff. Todd Matkin. Todd, how are you this morning?
Good. Thanks for having me, Clark. That's a flashback there. Holy cow.
No kidding. I mean, we're going back a ton of time. A lot's happened since then. Was football your start coaching before you got to basketball at Rocky?
So ironically, basketball was the first head coaching job I had when I went out to Highland High School. It was with the agreement of taking over the girls' basketball program and then transitioning into being the head football coach out there.
Yeah, well, fantastic stuff. And then you get over to Rocky, social studies teacher at Rocky. You're still standing and breathing, and I think I had three kids go through your classes. So for you to get through three Johnsons, that's crazy. But I thank you for that. I thank you what you do. I always say teachers and coaches, simply huge mentors for our students and our kids out there. So thank you for what you do. Talk about your history at Rocky so far. What have you done? I know girls basketball is the thing. How does that program look? How do you like your progress within the program?
You know, so when I came over to Rocky Mountain High School, geez, it's been, I think I'm going on year 11 or 12 right now. Started with girls basketball, teaching world history. Recently, 2 years ago, we made a proposal to add a sports history class. Been fantastic. It's an elective history class.
That's a history class I could pass, I think, Todd.
it's been fabulous. You know, we've been able to get a lot of great guest speakers to join us, especially with, you know, the jump to remote world and being able to bring in people remotely as guest speakers. And, you know, we've been kind of just bringing history to life, you know, for those students that have an interest, whether it be playing a sport or just a love of sports and everything. And so that's been an awesome dynamic. Girls basketball, I was there as the head coach for 7 years and did an awesome job, had an awesome job just to work and mentor and be with the kids in the classroom and on the court. I stepped down from that 4 years ago now, and since stepping away, you know, I had drugged my kids around to the gym and football field for so long, it was time to give, you know, the kids and their friends and stuff, you know, dad back. And so since stepping away from Rocky as a head girls basketball coach, we've started a club organization here called NOCO Triple Threat, and we've got 6 girls teams and about 5 boys teams right now going here in northern Colorado.
Todd, I know Bruce has a ton of questions for you regarding that your ability to put players to the next level, too, which is really cool. I have one more question about your teaching. The remote learning for you. I mean, most all of the kids, and I've talked to a zillion student-athletes out here and always ask them, how did you do, you know, when it was you at home, you know, have to hold yourself accountable, you got to do your stuff remote, versus going back in and sitting in a classroom in front of a teacher, and almost all of them said, I'd focus better. I'd rather be in the classroom. Your thoughts about remote learning, is it a viable option, or is there no question that having a student face to face in the classroom is just a much more advantageous situation?
You know, it at least is another kind of tool in your toolkit in terms of being a viable option to help kids in some capacity with that realm. But there's no doubt in my mind that being in person, being able to build the connections, build the relationships, you know, be there to support throughout the classroom is definitely 100% the way to go. you know, obviously trying times with everything right now, but you know, there is no replacing just that connection piece of being there with a student and being there with a teacher, in my opinion.
And Todd, you can't watch the eyes roll when you're off.
No, exactly. They can't turn the screen off when they're in the classroom and, right, and things like that.
Hey, you've had a great summer, a busy summer with your NOCO triple threat teams. You know, I knew you had teams. I didn't realize you actually had 11. But, you know, my focus was kind of on your high school girls a little more, mm-hmm. because you did so much traveling, you know, with them. Talk about some of the experience you had this year, and then I want to get into some of the girls and where they go to school and what their, you know, hopes are of playing at the next level and those kind of things. So take it over, Todd.
You bet. So NOCO Triple Threat, especially the girls, you are a 23 team, which will be our oldest team coming up this next year, really kind of laid the foundation for, you know, what it's become. And that started all the way back in sixth grade, actually, when I stepped down from Rocky Mountain High School. And so the goal and the vision was to provide a high-level opportunity at the most affordable rate possible. And, you know, our coaches all volunteer a lot of their time. They're all either current or former high school coaches or club coaches. And so, you know, what we've been able to do, our kids, you know, for the course of a year, especially, you know, our returning kids, our cost is right around $1,000, and that covers everything for the year: gym rentals, insurance, events, you know, every uniforms, everything, you name it. And so, you know, we wanted to be as cost effective but as high end as possible. You know, we would love to help more kids if we could, but you guys know as well as I do, you know, finding the manpower and people that are, you know, are willing to give up time are few and far between. And I'm very thankful for the coaches we have. We have a great connection with all of them. But our high school teams this year, you know, we a year and a half ago were able to get recognized by Blue Star, which, if you don't know what Blue Star basketball is, you can Google it. It's the longest running showcase platform for girls basketball. So Blue Star was there before there was the Nike circuit, the Under Armour circuit, and all of those. And most of the Blue Star teams are Nike teams. But that was just another kind of feather in the cap to help those kids out, you know, being recognized and being able to play on a bigger stage. And, you know, this past year, we were able to get out to Milwaukee for the USJN Nationals, the Windy City event there. In April, and the kids did great. In May, we were able to get down to Phoenix and go to the Nike Tournament of Champions there. And then June, we stay away from June because, you know, as a former high school coach, you know, that time is valuable and precious as well. So we want our kids to go work on, you know, everything with their high school coaches and their teammates there and build those connections and relationships to strengthen their teams. And then we came back together at the last couple of days of June and got ready. We went out to Indianapolis for the premier event there for the USJN Blue Star, and then actually just made a little road trip up to Chicago for the Nike Tournament of Champions there in Chicago. So it was a long trip, but, you know, bigger than just basketball, you know, obviously providing showcase and exposure opportunities, learning responsibility, self-management, things like that go hand in hand with what we really want the girls to get out of it. And then came back and had a week and a half off before we finished at the USJN Mountain Madness in Denver.
Right here, so, yeah, right here in Denver. You know, Todd, I'm going to talk about Delaney. She's Delaney Matkin, up-and-coming player, going to be a junior at Rocky Mountain High School. I know we'll play at the next level. Talk about some of Delaney's opportunities or possibilities, and then a few of your other players on the team. You know, quickly, I'm just going to say I've had some of your kids help at my camps, and those girls have done a phenomenal job. And they just need to be recognized, not for great players, but just terrific kids as well. Briefly, we have about a minute to talk about some of those players.
you know, Delaney's you know, a typical coach's kid. She's grown up in a gym. She's been at practices when I was a head high school coach at Rocky Mountain High School. She has a high basketball IQ, but I think the thing I love most about her is just her selfless attitude. She just wants to win. She wants to compete, and she wants to do whatever it takes to make her teammates better. And that's what excites her, and what I'm excited to just see her as, you know, not just a player, but a young woman in life and society. And without a doubt, I think she'll have an opportunity to play at the next level, and she'll continue to do those things. In terms of, like you mentioned, the other players, our players are fantastic. We've got great kids like the Bunting girls from Platte Valley.
Yep, right. Boy, we enjoyed watching them in the state playoffs.
Yeah, fantastic kids and great families. Miranda Wiedemann at University. You know, we've got kids from Chadron, Nebraska, Torrington, Wyoming, Scotts Bluff area, Laramie, Cheyenne. The list can go on and on. We've got some great small town kids on our 22 team that they're in their senior year, Lauren Herman, Taysa Conger. I can't speak highly enough of all the kids and really great families too. You know, then that's one thing we always tell the parents too. Like,
that's great.
You know, we want great kids, and most importantly, we want great families to deal with as well.
Todd, thanks so much. I know you're busy. Thanks for jumping on with us, and we'll catch up with you again down the road. Great success going forward. Good luck with that, and just thank you for all you do for our kids, our student-athletes out there.
You bet. Thank you, and if you ever need anything, don't hesitate to reach out.
All right, there is Todd Matkin, terrific guy, a great teacher, and always giving back. As I said, I met him at Highland High School in 2005 when he was coaching there. Then he went to Rocky Mountain, was the girls' basketball coach there for a while, and just a terrific gentleman, no question about it, Todd Matkin. All right, don't forget, join us for Clark and the Coach Mondays through Fridays, 11 to noon here on KFK. I mean, the lineup is off the hook here now. You start your morning off 6 to 9 a.m. with Mornings with Gail, then 9 to 11, Tanner Schwitz got NOCO. Now you jump to Clark and the Coach, myself and Bruce Dick, from 11 to noon. Then, of course, the whole show at 12. Brady and Colfax get you through 2 hours of sports. Then 2 to 3, it is Pick Central. And then 3 to 5, the good afternoon guy, Brian Gary. Man, he is funny. There was a best of on yesterday. Brian was out. But, man, I just sat there and howled for the hour that I listened to it. He had the Critter Getter on the best of yesterday. It was terrific. But Brian, of course, a Hall of Famer in the Country Music Hall of Fame, 30 years with K99, and now he is our afternoon guy here at KFK, and we couldn't be happier. So all of that good stuff. Next week, folks, 13 days, 13 teams continues Monday. Greeley West Day. Jason Renoff, his ninth year at Greeley West. One of my favorite guys out there. Jason will join us at 11 o'clock on Clark and the Coach. And then we will have a show from 5 to 6 out at Greeley West High School on Monday. So we can continue that day 6 of our 13 days. Thank you to Eddie Herz from the Reporter Herald, Chris Hutton, the University head softball coach, and Todd Matkin from Triple Threat Sports. Have a wonderful Saturday out there. The Broncos play today. Mike will be here getting that for you because it's on our airwaves all year. Bronco games are here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.